Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Neil, first, thank you very much for doing this interview with me and for our 680 News listeners. I got to say again, you know, being able to go to the Grammy Awards this year is, you know, a big thrill for me. But more importantly, having a chance to talk to you, too, because the Grammy Awards, I mean, for everyone and anyone, it is probably the single most important award that you can win if you're part of music. Give me your thoughts on that, sir.
Well, first of all, thanks for your kind comments, and it's my pleasure to be on the air with you. Certainly, the Grammy is the most respected and prestigious award in music, and the reason for that is relatively basic, and that is because it's a peer award. It's an award given two musicians from musicians and or voting members or a group of music people from the creative community who are qualified. They have to qualify to be members. And so in terms of their judgment, they're looking at excellence, what really was the best recording of the year. Irrelevant would be sales, marketing, chart positions, sort of the public point of view. All of those things are obviously important in the process of one's career, but in terms of receiving a Grammy, that's why when a musician receives a Grammy, there's nothing quite like it anywhere on the planet.
How did the Grammy start? How did it all come together to become such a prestigious award?
Well, it started in a very basic, simple fashion. This is our 54th show here, so 54 years ago, or probably 55 years ago, be a little more accurate, there were a number of creative folks and music industry folks got together at the very famous restaurant called the Brown Derby, which is was a Hollywood iconic landmark, and sat down and talked about the fact that in music there really wasn't an award. There wasn't really a recognition like there was in other industries, particularly Motion Picture Academy. And Motion Picture Academy is you know, several decades older than we are. And they sat and talked about creating an academy, and within a very short period of time, it got off the ground, and here we are 54 years later.
When you talked about the members, people who are part of the voting aspect of this, is this a worldwide invitation? And I know you probably couldn't give me numbers, but how many people would you even consider involved in the voting?
Well, we our membership is 20,000. It's an American-based organization. And in terms of our voting membership, of those 20,000, approximately 12,000 are the voting members. Others can join, and we have a very robust membership, but it's only the actual recording professionals and who have to actually have and submit and have verified credentials for the work that they've done who actually get to vote during the Grammy process.
What do they look for? I remember when I was younger, my brother and I literally would sit there and we would try to pick out, you know, who we thought would win the you know, the Grammy for best album, best record, blah, blah, blah. But we kind of went by what we liked and we went by from record sales and we saw what was number one on the Billboard charts. How do the members go about choosing what they think is the best for each category?
Well, first I have to ask you if you're a musician to answer that question.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so if you're a musician, you're listening from a different perspective, just in the same way that you might sit and evaluate your colleagues in the broadcast industry. You listen to others who do what you do. Your evaluation comes from a very empirical place. It comes from a very empathetic place. It comes from a place of experience about what it takes to do the jobs and the tasks and the creative process to make records. So that's very different than the fan who is not a musician, who has not been involved in that, who obviously is equally as important as far as the success. And artists make music for others to listen to. They don't make it just as a commercial enterprise or to win awards. But in terms of the process, I know when I was a voting member, which was for many, many years, I would sit down and literally listen to the music. You listen back to back, and now we have a very robust listening function. So if you're a voting member, you have a protected password. You can go online. You can listen to all of the nominated music. And when you listen to recordings back to back, you start to have an opinion and form a point of view about it that you can't just do in a vacuum. It's one thing to have sort of a predetermined idea based on who the artist is or what you've heard about them and so on, and then when you actually sit and play and hear the music, chances are you're going to have a very different reaction and point of view, and that's the basis on how our voters sit down and make their decisions.
And the reason why I asked that, sir, was because sometimes when you hear some of the nominations, you go, how did that album get nominated? Some albums that get nominated win, most people may not even have heard of in the past.
Correct. And again, that has to do with our entry process. Any recording that's released during the eligibility year is and passes the criteria for being eligible, mainly around being a commercially recorded and released project. We don't recognize, we don't accept vanity projects, something that you made in your basement that your aunt and uncle have heard, and that's kind of it. That's not what the Grammys are about. But to the extent that it is a real recording that's been released and distributed, there is the ability to enter that. We have about 17,500 entries this year, which is as many as we've ever had in a year. And so therefore, in the first wave, the first process, all of those recordings that wind up being verified as eligible go out to the voting members. And so it's an enormous task, but that's how it's possible within those 17,000 plus entries. There are many recordings that the general public has not heard because it's not about, again, popularity or something that's necessarily been exposed.
What can a Grammy nomination or a Grammy win do for an artist, especially an artist that maybe, as we just said, may not have been popular on the charts, but technical-wise, does a very good CD?
Well, it's an interesting question. The best answer I can give you in an objective fashion wouldn't be my opinion, but it would be the opinion of, I guess you would say, the Bible publication to the music industry, certainly in America and many parts of the world, which is Billboard magazine. I'm sure you've heard of it. Billboard is the weekly and a daily online publication that has all the chart information about what's going on, all the business information, and information about artists and the state of the industry. So Billboard's the Bible. They did an issue fairly recently, and for the second year, this was an issue dedicated to what they call influencers. What are the things that are influential in an artist's career as far as being successful and sales and notoriety and sort of awareness? And for the second year in a row, we're very proud, and I sort of maybe not objectively feel, but I do feel that it was a good choice that an appearance on the Grammy Award is the number one influencer of recognition for an artist. So starting with that as an answer to your question, the other statistics are that in terms of record sales, there is no other opportunity out there or event out there that is more of a driver of people to actually purchase and to make a part of their own collection the music that they hear on the Grammys. So we've had artists who've had, following either a performance or perhaps a win or a nomination, as much as 800% increase in their sales the week following. So it's really quite extraordinary. And then I would add the term Grammy winner or Grammy nominee or Grammy nominated artist is an honor that carries with an artist all the way through their life and career and even beyond, because you'll see in obituaries that refer to people in our industry, musicians and music people, if they have had that honor, it's part of what goes with them to the afterlife, so to speak. So you know, Grammy-nominated artist or Grammy-winning artist, so-and-so has passed away this year. It's that important, and that's a moniker that stays with an artist forever.
But there is a superstition, and I remember as a kid, too, people saying the one Grammy, and I want to see if you agree or disagree, the one Grammy you never want to win is Best New Artist, because it was always said that if you won that award, your career wouldn't go anywhere. Do you believe that?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, the comment about that, I think, came at a time when the Academy was not quite as sophisticated as it is today. Its process wasn't as developed, and its membership wasn't as savvy as it is today. But, you know, in earlier days, there were some Best New Artists that faded away sooner than one would have thought or wished. And so, therefore, you know, one might have thought, well, getting a Best New Artist win is not necessarily going to guarantee anything. But I think if you look at our more recent past and history and you look at the recipients of that award, most of them are still at it. They have vibrant careers, and actually their careers, in many cases, have soared as because of that win.
Well, sir, of course, we're talking about the 54th Grammy Awards. You have to be looking forward to this. You know, people always say it's every year is the biggest show. This really does look like it's going to be a huge show. Give me your thoughts on it.
Well, every year that's our intention is to do the biggest and the best what I'll call live concert on television anywhere in the world. I mean, if you think about what an audience is able to see and enjoy over the course of the 3.5 hours that we're on, it's quite extraordinary, second to none. We like to do all of our unique pairings and unexpected kinds of things that happen on the stage, as only we can do it. We call them Grammy moments here at headquarters. And so we're just looking forward to more of those and raising the bar once again this year. I know at the end of each year we kind of look at ourselves and say, boy, this was terrific. What do we do as a follow-up? How do we top that? And I do think we're on track here this year for one of our best shows ever.
Absolutely. Just wrapping this up, sir, I'm going to ask you another question that doesn't have to do with the Grammy Awards, but it's a story that I'm going to be doing about artists who have made it on YouTube. There's so many artists that have really been able to break through because of YouTube. If YouTube wasn't around, we may not even know them. Justin Bieber being one of the best examples. And, of course, last year he was a big Grammy nominee. I want to get your thoughts, sir, on YouTube. And do you think this is a good venue for artists to, you know, get noticed?
Well, you know, my sense is any opportunity for talented people to be exposed to a wider audience is a positive thing. The arts are a critical part of our culture. Music and dance and theater and television and all of the kinds of things that that artists bring to the world really are at the heart of creating great human beings and individuals. It's something that can't be substituted by anything else. So that being said, what technology has done here is it's created the ability for just about anyone to do what they do and have it be able to be seen by many. And to some degree, it takes away barriers that may have been there in the previous kind of a system where you'd have to be able to get through to somebody to show them what you can do. Now anybody can show it. The reality, however, though, is I would have to say that most people that do that are good but not necessarily great. And there's a difference, there's a distinction in my mind between somebody that has some talent and may be fairly good at something and somebody that's extraordinary and really is an artist of depth, an artist that has a future, an artist that has a vision, and an artist that has a staying power. So, you know, while there have been a few that have come that way, I'm not sure that I think that democracy is necessarily always the best way to bring forward talent to the world, to the masses. But the fact is that every so often there'll be a gem that emerges out of all of the tens and hundreds of thousands of people that that want to put themselves out there as potentially being stars, and that's a good thing. It's all positive. And as is the same the case for the reality shows where, you know, you see so much and so many talented people, and really it's only a handful at the end of the day that really measure up to what we would consider to be a true artist.
Sir, I so appreciate this whole interview. Thank you so much for your time, and I am so looking forward to flying up there next week as we speak to L.A. to be part of the junkets and, of course, to be in the audience for the Grammy Awards. Thank you again, sir, for this interview.
My pleasure. Look forward to it, and if we're in the same place at the same time, please come by and say hi. I'd love to meet you face-to-face.
I would absolutely do that. Thank you again, sir. Take care.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.